My topic is sports. The first picture shows a person, I think a man, wearing a swimsuit and a swimming cap, ready to dive into a pool. He's also wearing swimming goggles. In the second picture, I can see a father and a son playing football. They are wearing sporty outfits, and I can see a ball on the ground. In my opinion, the first person is very focused because I think he's in a swimming competition and he's determined to win. And the family photo is with happy people because they're enjoying their time together, that they're spending like a family. Among my friends and me, the most popular sports are football and basketball, and Lithuania is sometimes even called the country of basketball because it is the most popular sport out here. You can see people playing it every day during the summer. We have basketball hoops in almost every yard. We usually do running laps in our physical education class. I personally don't ever attend the class because I have some problems with my health. But the ones I hate the most are the running ones because I can't run at all. And I like playing basketball because that's maybe the only thing I successfully can do during physical education class. And in summary, those two pictures show different kinds of sports and different ways to spend your free time. And I think it doesn't matter what you choose. It matters if you like it and if you're enjoying what you're doing or not.
What do you think, is it fair that students get marks for physical education?
Yes and no at the same time, because maybe they make us do sports more, but we shouldn't be judged on the same scale because we're all individuals and maybe I can't run, but I am very flexible. And why am I not judged on that? Why do I have to run like others and nobody notices my talent?
Thank you. I do.
So my topic is housing. And I was given two pictures to describe. In the first picture, you can see a one-story tall private house with a beautiful backyard garden. In the middle of the garden, you can see a man wearing a white and black t-shirt, and he's watering bushes. Also, the weather looks pretty nice because I see a few clouds in the sky. And near the house, there are chairs and table. In the second picture, I can see a group of people standing in the middle of nowhere, surrounded a tall building, a block of flats, and they're holding hands. They're facing the building from the picture. From my perspective, and they're dressed differently. In my opinion, in the second picture, people look happy because one woman in the background facing me, and her face is really unproportional to her body length, but she appears to be smiling. But in the first picture, I can't tell how the person feels because the author of the picture haven't drew his mouth or eyes. And these two aspects play an important role of creating the picture and the person's mood. In my opinion, and how many rooms or in which space family should live, it depends on the family member's number because in my opinion, each kid has to have his private space, so it's most likely to be a room, and parents usually live and sleep in one room. I think that it's better to live in a block of, in a private house than a block of flats, because in private house you can, you have more freedom than in block of flats, because you decide when you go to sleep how loud music can you play. But in a block of flats there are strict rules and sleep hours which you can't ignore, because after three restricts you can get a really big €100 fine. So to in summary, I think living in a private house is much better than living in a block of flats.
And what do you think, which one would you prefer, living in a city or in the countryside?
I think I prefer living in the countryside, because for me it's really important to live in a clean air, and as much as I know the pollution causes a lot of damage to your health and also can cause cancer, and right now we live in the countryside, but in Vilnius I heard the news that the carbon dioxide levels is over 30. And World Health Organizations say that the most perfect living conditions is 25 carbon dioxide molecules in the air litter or less. So that's why I should prefer living in the countryside.
Thank you. Can you start your dialogue?
So we have a task of organizing our classmate Tom's birthday.
Yes, her teacher really hopes to make him a surprise party because he was lately really sick.
We have a couple of topics we need to discuss about it, like the place we are organizing this party.
Yes, I have thought about the place where we should organize this party. I thought about it, what if we organize it during the first lesson?
Yeah, that's the time of the party. It would be amazing, but we would miss the first lesson, and we don't have a space where to organize it. Should we organize it in the house or at school?
I think if we want to make a surprise party, we can make it during the first lesson and talk to the teacher, or we should make it before he's leaving the school. We can like gather all together and greet him.
That's a good idea. And what would we do?
We can sing him happy birthday, of course, buy cakes, balloons, and greet him with a smile. Or we can, if it will be during the first lesson, we can play some games.
Yeah, I really like that idea, but what about cooking some food? Each person cooks some kind of food and brings it to our class. Because I think our classmate is a foodie. And that's why the best gift for him would be like some kind of do-it-yourself kit for a dessert or something.
That's actually a great idea, but it can get really messy if some people will bring food, others will not, and we don't know if the food we will have will be enough for everybody.
Yeah.
So I think we should gather some money or ask from class fund, and then we go to the IKEA or Maxima to buy some.
Yeah, maybe it would be better than telling everybody to bring some kind of food and it would be a disaster.
What do you think about present we should gift him?
I said do-it-yourself kit for some kind of a sweet, or, and of course balloons, everybody brings balloons, and I don't really know, he plays sports, he's pretty into exercise, so maybe a football ball or something like that.
Well, I think the best gift for him should be like something he prefers over another things. Because he plays football, we can speculate him if he has bad shoes for playing football, we can kind of buy him a new one. So of course, knowing the size, but that can get really tricky. So I think we should give him something that he could use or eat right away.
Okay, so we need to summarize, because I have to go soon and we have to organize
yes.
The party quickly. So, The place we're doing it during the first lesson at school, right?
Yes.
And what would we do in the party?
We will play some music, play some games, and eat the dishes or food we will have there.
And about presents, if we figure out his shoe size, then we'll get him football shoes, and if not, without spoiling the surprise, we would get him something delicious, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's all. Bye.
Bye, goodbye.
Thank you.